Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
34654.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Cynthia Hollinger.
Thank you. And Ms. Hollinger, could you confirm your address for me, please?
12405 Roseland Drive, Newport Richey, Florida, 34654.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a second to get that account pulled up here.
Thank you.
And I do see where a sweepstakes offer was completed for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Part of the terms and conditions for the offer does enroll the account as the Bytub, which is our meal plan app. It helps
okay,
you use real
again.
Food.
Wait. Okay, because I'm being charged $59.89. I want to know what is this charge? What is this? I haven't received anything as of yet.
Okay, it was a sweepstakes offer that was done back in April to purchase the Dyson vacuum cleaner. With paying the shipping and handling, there was an agreement as far as the terms of enrolling the account into Bytub, and it's a meal plan app that you can download for your mobile device. It's a fitness community, activity trackers, different meal plans and recipe guides that you can follow within that app. And then there's a monthly subscription that you are in agreement with, which is $59.89 per month until you do cancel.
No, I didn't agree to any of that. I didn't agree. And where is the vacuum cleaner? The vacuum cleaner was supposed to be free. I haven't received anything.
And again, it was a sweepstakes offer to win the Dyson vacuum. And would you do pay the shipping cost up front?
No. Yet you're no. Something is terribly wrong here, and I want all of my money back. I never agreed to you charging my account $59.89. And if you don't do it, I'm going to my credit card company and have it done that way. And I'm going to report you because this is fraud. This is fraudulent activity.
Okay, Ms. Hollinger, I do apologize again about the misunderstanding, but when you did do the sweepstakes offer, this is how it enrolled you towards the terms and conditions.
No, but I did not enroll into anybody to take $59.89 from my account. I did not do that. The system does that automatically. I unchecked all of that, and I thought I was under the impression that I was getting something, and I'm being charged $59.89. I'd like, again, for the $59.89 that you have charged my account, and that has been twice, I'd like for it to be reversed.
Okay, well, I apologize, Ms. Hollinger. What I'll do is I'll get you transferred over to a supervisor so they can explain to you why you were billed, okay? One moment. And just waiting on the supervisor to get on the line for you, okay?
No, I don't want to talk to no supervisor. I want my money to be returned to my card, please.
No problem, Ms. Hollinger. And that's something that I'm not able to do. That's why I want to get you with someone that can assist you, okay?
All righty. I'm calling my bank right now.
All right, Ms. Hollinger, I do appreciate you being patient. I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor. Just hang on the line for me, okay? And thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.